IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A warm welcome to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting, and my two guest speakers, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
You're welcome. Well, it's a couple of episodes. To be more specific, two episodes ago, we talked about and criticized the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, directed by Ron Howard, and with some major actors and actresses, in fact, in the movie, like Tom Hanks and Felicity Jones and Irfan Khan. But we haven't finished criticizing this movie, and hopefully we do it today in this episode. Before asking more questions from our dear guest speakers, let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie, and then we'll be back and ask the questions. Don't go away.
The darkest places in hell are reserved for those who refuse to act in time of crisis. Dante's hell isn't fiction anymore, it's prophecy. We have created our own hell on earth.
Oh my.
The warnings have been obvious, the solutions ignored, so I took action. If you're watching this, it means the Inferno virus was released last night at midnight and is now being carried to every corner of the Earth. Within 6 days of its release, the virus will replicate itself in every man, woman, and child on Earth. Expect the current population to be culled by half. The survivors will witness horrors unknown to this planet. But I want them to know why, that this was our doing, and this is our salvation.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting, and my guest speakers, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. Brother Hussein, in that part, the antagonist character, the bad person in the movie, says, "The darkest place in hell is reserved for those who refuse to act in time of crisis. Dante's hell isn't fiction anymore. It's a prophecy." So there is so much emphasis on these so-called Western intellectuals and their legacy, not to mention, well, like Dante and the like. In the sequels, we also see Galileo and some other people just coming up and popping up in the movies. The bad person, the antagonist character in the movie, in that part, continues to say, "We have created our own hell." The question is, have we created our own hell on earth?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In a certain way, yes. I feel like we could have taken better care of this, this very big blessing that God has given to us, which is this earth. And, we have made a lot, we've destroyed it. Sometimes, some researchers say far beyond repair, but some say that we can still repair it. The question is, we didn't really have control. You know, the people who knew this, who knew that they had a responsibility towards this earth, weren't in control most of the time. and you see these like big corporations or these, you know, more powerful entities take control of, you know, the bigger part of Earth, whether it's in resources, like as in oil or, you know, any other natural resources that we have, or, you know, like over vast regions, and they control them. So at the end of the day, we have to do what we can to preserve it. But the question is, you know, have we destroyed our own selves? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Not to the extent that he's describing.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break again by listening to another part of the movie, and I'll be back with this question. Don't go away.
During the Black Death, the Phoenicians made all the ships anchor in the harbor for 40 days before they would allow the crews into the city, making sure that they were not carrying the plague. The word quarantine comes from the Italian, quaranta, 40.
It's nice to have you back, Professor.
There. The horses.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mama Javad. Hosting this program, we are criticizing the movie Inferno with Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, in order to ask you, or before me asking you this question, which is a kind of complicated question, I need to give you a little bit of background, and the dear audience may refer to some scientific works, and more specifically in linguistics. Because of my own background in linguistics, we have several terminologies and theories regarding that. And some of the scientists and linguists in our own field of study, they distinguish between linguistic imperialism and language imperialism. By linguistic imperialism, we all know what linguistic is, which is an adjective for linguistics, and imperialism also. But linguistic imperialism, this combination, in fact, is a little bit vague. I need to expose it a bit and explain it. Linguistic imperialism means the imposition of one's own language over another's, all right? We understand this. When some invaders, in fact, occupy a place, they try to change their culture, language, and so on and so forth. So you may expect linguistic imperialism to happen there, right, in the occupied land. But what about language imperialism, not linguistic? Language imperialism means a kind of translation of foreign key terminologies into familiar vocabulary of one's own linguistic tradition. Why? In order to claim their concepts, their theories, their conceptions, to diminish their culture's originality. This is what the imperialists usually do, all right, to their colonies. Or to pretend to have full comprehension of a foreign topic or notion by simply switching it into their own lingua. Mm-hmm. We see this happening several times in lots of Western movies, especially Hollywood movies. And more specifically, when they were talking about the term quarantine. Well, in that part, the professor claims that the term quarantine originates from Italian, quaranta, meaning 40, and quarantine, 40 days, during the Black Death in the 14th century, because of bubonic plague. Of course, he's right to a limited extent. If you refer to Webster's dictionary, that is given there too. All right? So this plague, which, you know, the whole thing, I'm talking about these kinds of appropriation of such terminologies and notions and claiming them to be theirs. Well, lots of linguists argue against it. They say that, no, it came from the Muslim scientists and doctors and physicians that they use this term to isolate. We also have quarantine, right, in Arabic, to isolate their patients in different wards of their hospitals back then, in those days. Is it really a pathetic act of appropriation?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is a pathetic act. I mean, throughout this movie itself, it's not only this term that was hijacked by the movie industry, but even there was a scene when they were kissing and thing, they were talking to each other. He quoted Dante, and she said to him something along the lines like, how do you use Dante on me? And it's not love, it's beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So even he was trying to change a verb, hijack it, and into something that he feels that would make sense, or at least it would play on the mind of the listener, which is her, his girlfriend. So he changed love or beauty into love. She corrected him.
Mm-hmm.
So in these things, if it suits them, they correct it. But if it's, you know, historically speaking, like I said, if you go to the dictionary, it just makes a lot of sense. You know, they do go back to that far. But if you go to the origin of it, you find that it's not Italian. So we have a lot of, you know, even scientifically, they said the majority of the stars that known to us today are named by Arabic names. They're not English names, they're not Latin names. A lot of people don't know that. The numeric numbers are Arabic.
Exactly.
There are so many numbers and so many words. Their origin is Arabic. For example, zero is Arabic. Yes. Assassin is Arabic. So many words in English that people think they are English origin, or at least they are,
Well, they came from other languages.
Yeah, from other ancient
cultures,
languages. Which is not the, you know, it's not Roman, it's not Italian, it's actually Arabic. Mm. So they do that. They do that a lot in movies, which actually,
Change or distort the reality.
They do. That's the idea of it. They give you that, so they completely throw you out of balance when it comes to you thinking it could be from a different country.
Not even all people are scientists. They cannot refer to books and scientific circles to find out the truth.
Exactly. So even with medical surgery, a lot of the tools that are used now in hospitals are actually Arabic named.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but people don't know. So they try to their best to make sure that you don't go back to the origin and find out that the Arabs or the Muslims were the founders and the pioneers of these things.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take another short break and we'll be back.
During the plague of Justinian, 5,000 people died every day in the streets of Istanbul, the border between East and West, another doorway, which is why he chose it.
If the bag's intact, we can contain it, but if someone ruptures it before we get there...
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting, and we are still criticizing the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, directed by Ron Howard in this program. Well, Brother Hussein, in the part we just listened to, in fact, we need to be a little bit fair, because last time when I was asking Said Abdullah this question, that sometimes some colonizers or colonists hijack the culture, language, and everything of their colonies, and later they claim that all of their even scientific advancements are theirs.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like they ignore the legacy.
The origin.
The legacy of other cultures, and then the only culture that exists on the earth is theirs. No other cultures, in fact, have improved. Well, but at least to be fair to this movie, we don't see like the other Hollywood movies that try to portray the East as somewhere quite backwarded, you know? So we have to give them...
some credit.
Yeah, some credit, you know? They don't attach or relate Muslims or the East only to something is gonna, you know, bad, is doomed to happen, for example. They bring everything, like the West and the East. The scientists are working from here and there.
They show both
the good
sides.
People are here, the good as well as the bad people. They're everywhere, basically, all right?
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
Well, of course, at the end of the day, you're always, hearing the winner's side of the story because, you know, they have the power to tell you it.
Yes.
The losers are always silent because, of course, nobody listens to them because, you know, they're the losers. In this situation, the West is the one who's in control, the one who, you know, won this battle of, you know, in terms of technological advancements, in terms of, you know, economically, financially, whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, the West is more powerful now than the East, and that's why they portray the East as this, like, backwards place or whatever, because they seem that they have more control over them when mm-hmm. they actually took most of their advancements and, you know, the base of what they have right now from the East, from, mm-hmm. you know, Eastern philosophers and scientists.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, for your contribution to the program Viewpoint, the MOOC Critique program on IRIB English Radio. We hope that you pray for us and keep us in your du'as during these last days of Ramadan. And we try to criticize the movie Inferno. And we hope that you like this program, Viewpoint. From me and the rest of the crew, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's Dante's Inferno.
Dante defined our modern conception of hell 700 years ago. Why Dante? Why this map of hell?
Someone created a plague.
Without Professor Langdon, no one could find the virus.
Oh my God.